Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Katie Britton. With work spanning over a decade, the Grammy Award-winning band Train romanced listeners with songs like Meet Virginia, Calling All Angels, Drops of Jupiter, and Hey Soul Sister. Their newest album is California 37, a response to their previous album Save Me San Francisco. Bringing even more soul to the masses, the album brings us through the ups and downs of relationships with sweet melodies and toe-tapping beats. I spoke with frontman Pat Monahan about California 37 and Train's performance at Tanglewood this Friday.
I love that venue so much. I love Berkshire's. I love that it's in a James Taylor song. Like, everything about what's going on there is right.
It absolutely is. And you have such energy when you are there with the audience. I mean, even the people that have the lawn seats, they're up dancing and singing along with you.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
So I'd like to talk a little bit about California 37. This whole album feels like an entire relationship from start to end with all the bumps in the road that happen in between.
Yeah, that's what it is, really. I mean, California 37 is an extension of Save Me San Francisco. Save Me San Francisco was kind of like, you know, I left San Francisco years ago after kind of the loss ended up trumping the gain. You know, like the band started in San Francisco and all these wonderful things happened, but then we lost a few bandmates. I left a marriage, like all these things were happening that resulted into not so fun. And then a dear friend of mine passed away from there. And that was my cue to leave. So Save Me San Francisco was basically asking if we could return. And with open arms, San Francisco said yes. And now these are the stories of San Francisco.
And you had written the songs while you were on tour for Save Me San Francisco?
Yeah, we were on tour for about 3 years. And every place that we would go, a new place would, you know, ask us to visit. You know, we went to places that we had never been before, like Dubai and all over South America. We toured with Shakira and, you know, Hey Soul Sister really opened up a whole new world for us. So we were just traveling nonstop for 3 years, and there was no other choice if we wanted to be creative. I had to write while I was on airplanes and buses and cars.
The album starts with This'll Be My Year, and I feel like it really sets up the entire album. You bring us from 1985 to 2012 with not only the milestones in society like Nintendo and the Pan Am bombing and Princess Diana, but your personal ones like the birth of your son and daughter and your father's second heart attack and where you were during September 11th.
You know, trying to come up with a we didn't start the fire kind of song, I guess it's been compared to, by Billy Joel. Billy Joel, I really love him. I've met him before, and I think he's an incredible writer. But in that song, there was no connection to himself in it. And so I wanted to, if I was going to try to do like a historical song, I wanted to have a connection to what happened in my life, because all those other events definitely affected all of us. And so maybe there was something there that was personal for everybody else as well. 92 boys born, skies were blue in Ohio. Boris yells and chills, Freddie dies, but Queen is still. Barcelona has the games, Lady Di is single again. Clinton wins, and I still dream that I'll find you someday. 97, a baby girl, adds some heaven to the world. Tony Blair tips the scales, Elton sings for the Princess of Wales. Microsoft buys into Mac, my dad has second heart attack. Train leaves San Francisco in a $1,000 van.
If we jump further down the album, there's the song Feels Good at First. the first thing we notice is the sweet guitar melody and then your voice. And to me, having almost nothing on the track with your voice seems harder than the ones that you have the drums and the horns and the keyboard, because it really leaves you exposed.
I don't find those to be more difficult. I feel like, you know, in this world that people really aren't interested in albums anymore, I can understand why, you know, like, there's so much music, there's so many new things happening every single day, and new is always so fun. You know, we were a new band years ago, and, you know, it might have been the peak of our careers to a lot of Train fans, because that's when they found us, so I know how fun that is, but we are always going to make albums. We're always going to try to make, you know, a collection of songs that kind of have a connection to one another, but at the same time take you to different places. And Feels Good at First is, you know, a very simple production, kind of like Marry Me was on the last album, and I just think that that's necessary for an album to sound right.
For every heartbreak there's a sermon to be said, and this pastor in my head is preaching to the choir. Don't get me wrong, cause it's too soon to decide, but they're saying my first rodeo and my heart's been roped and tied. In love, I don't know about love, but it sure feels good at first. Oh, every autumn color's come that you've forgotten, so things can change. Oh, every frost, some live on and some are lost, so things can change in love, but it sure feels good at first.
And yet your last line changes it all and just gives it a sadder tone by switching to sure felt good at first.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, you know, I mean, all love feels really good at first. And then, you know, the life of love kicks in and things become a little bit more realistic.
But it sure felt good at first.
And that brings us to the next track, which is Bruises. And that features country singer Ashley Monroe. And the song's about running into someone again and the bumps and bruises they've faced while apart as they sing their story to each other. So did you write this song to sing with Ashley, or after it was written, you thought, well, I think this needs to have some female vocals?
When I wrote this song in New York, I asked a new friend of mine, I hadn't met her yet, but I asked my managers if they knew someone that was available to sing on the demo, and this girl came the next day to sing on it. Her name is Elle King, and she's out touring with Of Monsters and Men, and she is an incredible new artist, and you'll hear about her for the next 40 years. She's really special. But when we put the album together, everybody sensed that, hey, you know, this sounds kind of a little bit, you know, sounds a little bit like the lower half of the country, meaning, you know, the southern states. Let's make it sound a little bit more like that. So Ashley Monroe has been a friend of mine for years, and so I asked Ashley to sing on it as well. And, you know, both versions are incredible. This was the one that we wanted to go with for now. But, you know, we may have women from all over the country sing this. It'll be our next single, and I've asked, you know, a half a dozen other girls to sing it. One girl named Mary Lou in Montreal sang it in English and in French, and it's incredible. So I just think that doesn't matter how old you are, you'll get this song. You know, you don't have to be even old enough to run into somebody after 10 years of graduating high school, or you could be 70 and you'll get this song, that running into someone you love from the past and seeing that, you know, what has changed along with, you know, the wrinkles in your skin and your hair color also has made you more beautiful.
Have you seen him?
Not in years. How about her?
No, but I hear she's in Queens with the man of her dreams.
Funny, back then she said that about you. Que sera? You'll never guess who I saw. Remember Johnny B?
Remember him? Leave.
There's 50 Ways to Say Goodbye, and it has the Latin dance feel with the mariachi band. It's very upbeat, but I feel like it's quite an angry song hidden underneath that beat.
Well, you know, I'm not sure if there's a lot of anger as much as it's, you know, pathetic sadness, you know, to be so embarrassed that a girl would not want to be with you anymore, that you would be like, okay, that's cool, but I'm just going to tell people you died. Like, that's pretty pathetic and comical. But, you know, that's, boys are very, you know, they're very cutting when they don't get their way. And that's just, you know, basically a little bit of levity within a sad storyline of breakup.
My heart is paralyzed. My head was oversized. I'll take the high road like I should. If my friends ask where you are, I'm gonna say she went down in an airplane, fried, getting suntan, fell in a cement mixer full of quicksand. Help me, help me, I'm no good at goodbye. She met a shark on the water, fell and no one caught her. I returned everything I ever bought her. Help me, help me, I'm all out of lines and ways to say.
Every single track on this album, as we're listening, you have a full story, but each one, just with how the music is written and with the lyrics, they have their own stories and their own identities. So, I mean, going from using a mariachi band in 50 Ways to Say Goodbye to going back to the ukulele and sing together, is it important to you where you want to place each of the tracks?
It's really important. You know, not when you're, when I'm writing, I don't care about any of it, anything other than what's happening at that moment. And I think that that's key to creating anything. You know, you have to just, you can't, I don't think you can, I don't know, maybe you can, but I can't particularly or personally write something to fit in a group. So when I wrote Sing Together with my friends, I was like, man, I don't know why we can't have another ukulele song. That doesn't make sense to me. The ukulele is a haunting and beautiful instrument, and it would make the most sense here.
If I run out of songs to sing, take your mind off everything, just smile. Sit a while with the sun on your face and remember the place we met. Take a breath and soon I bet you'll see, without you I will never be me. You are the leaves of my family tree. Sing together. If you knew me from the very start, or we met last week at the grocery mart, just
song is, I wanted to call it my funeral song because I'd love for that to be, you know, what everybody sings at my funeral. And I just think that it's a beautiful instrument. So there was a lot of debate about that when we were putting the album together, if we could have a ukulele on the record again. And I think that as long as we aren't trying to make another, you know, pop radio sensation song, then we're safe. But I think that if it's right, then it's right.
Absolutely. It fits in well between the other two tracks. And
yeah,
you end the album with When the Fog Rolls In, and you have Scott Underwood playing the piano behind your vocals. It's the ending of the relationship, and you see all the memories that used to be and how you'll have to move on.
Yeah, that's a tough song for me, because as much as I live this kind of this magical life that I don't even talk about much, because I don't want to sound like I'm one-upping somebody, but I've been through some tough difficulties in my life with relationships and people and feelings and, you know, having things done to me or around me, and the result of all of it is that one day I met this incredible woman in Seattle, Washington, and fell in love. And it's like a weird, like, fairy tale story. And I'm so in love, and I can't believe that my life has gotten this good. I'm so grateful for it. But there's still memories of some of the things that have occurred in my life and things that I've watched other people have to go through. And much of it was right there in San Francisco. And watching the fog roll in literally into San Francisco off of the ocean and the Golden Gate Bridge kind of was the perfect story to what happens when you, you know, basically have to go give somebody their keys back to their apartment. You know, it's a tough thing. And there's something very ending and very beginning about it.
In through the kitchen where we used to laugh, the smells of your cooking, sounds of the past. Somehow we got older, yeah, just got colder. That's when the fog rolls in.
Of the song for the last minute and a half, it's all instrumental, and it feels like the entire album and that relationship completely from beginning to end and just summed up in that minute and a half with just the instruments.
Yeah, I think any good art has to be left up to interpretation, and I think giving people a minute and a half to like think about the last few things said and their own life, you know, put your own life into these instruments, into this music, you know, create your own life melody for, you know, the ending to this whole thing. I think reflection is a great way to end an album.
Train will be performing at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts on Friday, August 31st. Pat, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Again, Train will be performing at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts tomorrow, Friday, August 31st at 7 p.m. For more information, you can go to our website, wamc.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.